Dear friends, there is a 20th century novelist from Russia by the last name of Dostoevsky who has a wonderful quote. He says, beauty shall save the world. Beauty shall save the world. If we step back and look at what is beautiful about Catholicism, what is beautiful, what is attractive about Christianity, two of the most beautiful things that we witness, first is the beauty of the sacred liturgy, the beauty of the Mass, the richness of the prayers, and the beauty of the sacred music, the beauty of the action of the Mass. Jesus, who offers his life for us, offers his life as a sacrifice for us, and then pours himself out in the Holy Eucharist so that we might receive him, so that we might be transformed and live his life of grace. The second very beautiful thing, very attractive thing about Catholicism is the witness of the lives of the saints. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day. It's not the feast day necessarily of those who are canonized, but all of those uncanonized saints who are in heaven interceding for us. It is because they lived lives of holiness, they lived lives of virtue, that their lives were attractive, their lives were beautiful. And by leading lives of holiness in the midst of the world, they attracted other people to Jesus Christ. Dear friends, we are called to do the same. In just a few moments, when we receive our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion, we then are meant to be like the saints who have gone before us, that when we go back out into society, our lives might be so transformed that our lives too may be lives of holiness, so and also lives that are attractive, that we may reflect the light of Christ so that we might lead others to him and to his church. And so friends, as our Lord in just a few moments transforms our lives, let us follow in their footsteps of the saints who have gone before us so that we might be a witness to others of the beauty of God's love, the beauty of our faith, the beauty of the church, so that truly beauty will truly save the world. Amen.